fails. And that song goes right along. No place I would rather be than abiding in your love. Here in your love. How many knows God is love? And what I've found in my walk with the Lord is, and I base that, I guess, on 1 Corinthians 13:8. It says, love never fails. It don't come short. It don't, I mean, if you want a fail-proof life as a Christian, then you love. You walk in love. And I was reminded, you know, I tell about the story. Now, when I came out of the world, I mean, I never got a lot of love correction, you know. As they were 17 of us, man. I mean, Mom and Dad was gone most of the time working different things. And so us siblings kind of raised one another. And you can just imagine that. I mean, the sisters put you out of the house in the daytime and you just roam the mountains over on County Road 1. And I mean, that's just the way it was. We don't come back here till dark. And so we just roamed the woods and did, you know, we ended up miles and miles away from home, dark, getting back, all that, you know. And so, but anyhow, over the course of life of 27 years, I was an angry man. I was an angry young man, you know, and just raised myself in rebellion, you know. And you don't have to have a lot of help because Satan is, he's rebellious. And I mean, his nature is to rebel against God and against authority and all of that stuff, you know. So when I got born again, I didn't really know how angry I was, you know, I didn't really know. But when I got born again, the first, you know, within a short period of time, you know, now I got born again and my nature changed, you know, and I couldn't really explain it, you know. But if you get born again, you automatically are changed on the inside. You become a new creation, you know. And I'd went to church and they led me into sinner's prayer and different things, me and Teresa, you know. But we didn't really get saved, but they told us we was and all of that. And how many knows, if you're really not saved, you won't last in church very long. You know, you won't last reading very long because it's not in our nature, our flesh nature without God to do the things of God or want the things of God. But when I did get born again, I mean, I weep for hours at work till my clothes were just wet from tears, you know, and it was a cleansing tear. What happened is I let love in, and I was touched by that. I didn't even know that at that time. When Jesus comes into our life, love comes in because God is love. Jesus is love. The Holy Spirit is love. And it's not a natural love. This kind of love that I'm talking about is not a natural love. It's the love of God. It's the agape love. It's a supernatural love. It's a long enduring. It's a non-ending. I mean, the power of love don't fade out in your life, you know, and everything. But God's love is not a natural love. Natural love, you know, if you do something to me, that's about the end of our relationship, right? But natural love, supernatural love, you can do a lot to that person in that relationship. They'll stand. You know, they won't fold to it. They won't. But how many knows if you want a fail-proof life, walk in love. We teach our kids to love. Travis was being bullied in school and the way I was raised, you know, I was raised to fight, man. And my dad always taught me the bigger they are, the harder they fall, you know. And I mean, if they're way bigger than you, get you an equalizer. That's just the way it was. You know, find you a stick, a hoe handle, whatever it is. You know, so us brothers and sisters, we watched each other because we equalize, you know, hoe handles, all kind of stuff, you know. And so anyways, And when Travis was being bullied, you know, that pride wanted to rise up. That old man wanted to rise up, you know. And I'd been saved 7, 8, 9, I don't know how long. But anyways, you know, I mean, I really, really wanted to teach him, you know, just to bust him one time. Just come up. I wanted to teach him how to do an uppercut on any kid that messed with him, you know. I watched my brother, and I watched him lay people out on pool tables. I mean, he'd just come around with a uppercut, and I mean, when he hit them, I mean, they was out, you know. And I'd watched that growing up. Dad and carried us to the pool hall, and my brother would be there, and all of that stuff, you know. And so I kind of got a good feel of how you do an uppercut. And so I wanted to, I thought, man, they're going to think he's a sissy, man. You know, they can't bully him in school, you know, because he get in trouble at home, you know. And so the Lord told me, he said, the way of a Christian is love. Love's not weak. It takes a strong man to not teach his kid violence. If you're raised violent, in violence, and all of that stuff. But see, what was happening is that was God's love talking to you. God's love will talk to you. The scripture, as you read the scripture, you know, I read in there, it says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, for I will repay. And many, many times, you know, because I chose to start walking in. See, love won't just develop in your life automatic. You got to work it. You got to choose. You got to choose to love your enemies, right? In the natural, we can't love our enemies. But see, the supernatural love of God, the Bible says, put that Romans 5 up there, Beth, please. It says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because what of God?
The love of God
is shed abroad, poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And what happened that day when I got saved, love came in, you know, and it began to change my life. I didn't know what that was at that time, but that's what it was. Well, now, before that happened, and I taught Travis not to fight. I taught him, you know, forgive, how to forgive. It takes a bigger person to do that than it does just act like the world. It takes more, you know, but the way you feel on the inside, see, that's what's important. You feel good about life. You feel good about, I felt good when I started telling him fighting is not the way. You know, you don't, and ended up, that guy became pretty close to one of his best friends later on. But if I'd have taught him to fight, it wouldn't have been. It would have been bad, you know. I would have had, the devil would have took advantage of it, and I would have had to school on me, and I wouldn't be pastoring today. And all of that stuff would have took place. Because when you're walking in the flesh, love, you're overriding love. In the flesh, I don't care. They're not going to treat me like that. They're not going to do me like that. I don't deserve that. But see, love suffers wrong. Love will suffer it. They'll suffer it, keep their mouth shut, you know, and just trust God. They'll just give that thing to God. But it says here that love, a lady come up one time when I'd read this and meditated on it and realized that love was in me, that God was in me. See, if you love, the Bible says you know God, because God is love. You know, I know God, so I can love, you know. And so, anyways, I was an angry man and all of that stuff back then, 27 years old. Well, we're going to a radical church to me. I wasn't raised Baptist, but I went to a Baptist church. And so I thought down the lines of the way they thought, this radical playing music. Come on, somebody. These real cute praise and worship leaders. He was cute. God knew I was jealous, right? Jealousy is based in fear. And perfected love does what to fear? Gets it out of you. When you perfect the love of God, when you grow in the love of God, when you develop the love of God, it gets rid of what we call jealousy, which is fear. Fear is selfish. Fear will cause you to self-seek, to be selfish. But about what it can do to you, what it's doing to you, what it might do to you. And faith says, ain't nothing going to happen to me. Well, the Bible says that faith is works through our love. That's why a lot of Christians, they don't have a lot of faith because they don't have a lot of love. They don't walk in a lot of love, you know. And And Travis, he told me a lot, man. I mean, you just put up with stuff and put up with stuff. I mean, 5 years and 7 years. How many knows the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 that love is long-suffering. Puts up with stuff a long time and don't fail. That's what it says in 1 Corinthians 13:8 when he tells of all of that stuff. If I have tongues of men and angels and have not love, I'm nothing but making noise. That's what he said. He said, I can have all the faith to move mountains. We got mountain moving faith. He said, but if I don't have love, if I don't walk in love, then that's nothing. I become nothing, he said. So anyways, we're going to church, you know, and then this guy, his name was Coleman Lackey, came to town and they had a revival. They knew him. I didn't know him. They'd had him there before, whatever. The title of his message was Love Never Fails. And I didn't even like the title. I mean, honestly, I mean, you know, I'm down there. I don't know I'm jacked up the floor. How many knows if you're jacked up and the floor up, you don't even know it. Most time you don't even know it. But God does. But God's not out to destroy me or you. God's going to bring that word, you know, and it's going to do something. It's going to go in. Don't it say that his word don't return void? Well, I mean, he brought that, you know. Well, this man got on my nerves in one particular area very highly ministering. Oh, love can't be offended. That's right. Yes, love can't be. I'm sorry. Love can't be offended, you know. Well, it didn't make no sense to me saying that at that moment. Love can't be offended, you know. What does that mean, you know? Anyways, but he if you had your Bible and he'd read a scripture, then he'd say, don't read anymore, look up here. Look, when he did that, I mean, I wanted to tear that church apart. And I'd go, don't tell me what to do, bless God. Tell me, don't read my Bible. I'll read my Bible anytime I want to, but God, I'm in church. See how angry I was, Johnny? You know, I mean, you know, that was rebellion. See, I was born again, but that rebellion had to get worked out of me. See, I was still rebellious. That was just authority. He didn't mean no ill will. He could have said it different, I guess. Come on, man, please, y'all pay attention. Stop reading. Come on, y'all stop reading. I probably would have complied that way. But now that was God sitting up there talking. That was God talking to me. But why? He was sent by God, right? Wasn't Moses God? He was sent by God. That was God talking. That was God leading. That was God taking them to the promised land through Moses. And so anyways, I'm mad, you know. I left there, I'm mad. I'm mad the whole service. Every time he'd say it, I raised my Bible up and I'm reading it. I don't care what you say. Church full, 150, 200 people, you know, packed out house, you know. And it didn't bother him, I don't reckon. He probably used to rebellion in church. Going to church all the time, right? So anyways, now he's on a mission. He's on a mission to get people set free. And God sent him. God sent him there. And anyways, I wasn't going back. I thought, but God, I'm not going back. I don't like that preacher. You know, I just don't like him anyhow. I'm not going back. I'm not going back till he leaves. And then I'll go back to my church. I enjoy my church. Well, Teresa, she's all fired up. Baby, come in. Oh, it's going to be good tonight. Oh, it's going to be good tonight. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, can't she shut up? See, I'm telling you this story for a reason, you know. And I thought, oh, well, I can put up with it another night. So anyhow, it was going all week, Mac. I believe it went all week long. Yeah, it was a week. We can't hardly take 3 services in church 2 hours now. All week. I was working from 5 to 5, toting sheetrock and all that. But I figure if God saved me and I didn't commit suicide, and you know, least I could do, and I worked 40 to 50 hours a week, least I could give him is 8 hours a week church. And then an extra revival every now and then. But anyways, about the next to the last night, which was a Thursday night. Thursday, it happened that Thursday. When I left that place and I got up that next morning, I felt like that I loved everybody. I mean, I'm like, I would just like to grab somebody and hug them, go to the store and get gas and grab them and hug them. I'm thinking, what is wrong with you? You know? But what had happened, I had got saturated that week in the Word on the love of God. I'd been in the presence of God and didn't even know it like I understand it now. That's why church is so important to you and to me, whether we feel like it, whether we know it or think or whatever, because God is, the Bible says, it is God working in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. And when we present ourselves to Him, He can do that work. But He can't do that work if I don't comply with Him. So anyways, that I left, you know, and got up that morning going, one of the best days I remember ever having at a job. I felt like I loved my job. I loved my boss. I mean, I want to make this company money. I mean, I'm never laying out again. I mean, it changes is all I'm saying. See, what it did, it took my focus off of me and on Him and on what He was doing. And so what happened then, it began to break yokes. It began to crush darkness. It began to take over principalities and powers that were working in my life, and it began to liberate me. See, the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, and that's love, there is liberty. He's not talking about, I mean, people just think it's a church setting. Oh, Spirit of the Lord in the church is liberty. It is, but it's more than that. I mean, he's an on time, always in us, always wanting us to yield, always working God in our life when we allow Him. Well, you know, Friday, I can't wait to get back to revival. I mean, I'm like, glory to God, I like that man. I like that man. Man, he's changed my life. And we'll see what happened. What happened is my heart got soft. Some things, love began to work that I really did. I didn't know Romans 5. You know, you don't have to know all about it. You just have to have a willing heart. A willing heart, and you'll begin to hear the Lord. You'll begin to sense the Lord. I feel like today that I'm fail-proof. I mean, I'm just telling you. I feel like I can't fail long as I'm led by the Spirit. I feel like long as I acknowledge God, long as I follow God, I can't fail. You know, love never fails. 1 Corinthians 13:8, love never fails, you know. And so anyhow, we get back to church and I can't help myself. I go up, I want this dude to pray for me. I mean, just four days later, I would like to slit his throat. Seriously. You know, that man didn't change. That man was walking in love, you know. He didn't change, I changed. The Lord changed me. You know, you can't get in under the anointed word like you're hearing tonight and be willing and it not change you. All you got to do is love God. You don't really necessarily, you can't change yourself, really. It's Him that changes us. It's the word. It's quick and powerful. Johnny brought it up. That word. And then, you know, I found out in that revival, the word offended means to stumble. To backslide. Quit going forward. And I found out love can't. I thought if I walk in love, ain't nothing can happen to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm walking in God. You know. Well, I went up there, you know, and told him, I said, Brother Lackey, would you pray for me, man? And then I confessed to him. I told him a little bit about the story. I couldn't stand you saying that. Look up here, look up here, look up here. You know, I wasn't all religious, so I'm just telling the truth, right? We ought to be the truthful, right? We don't need to get religious and then shut ourselves in, right? We just need to be free. Whom the Son set free is free, right? If God be for us, what? Who can be against us? Nobody. They can farm, things can farm, but they won't prosper. Well, I told him, he said, son, he said, I forgive you. I mean, he didn't even pay no attention to it, you know. And he said, can I tell everybody? And I said, sure, just tell it. And he told them. I was thinking maybe one-on-one, but man, he told the whole 200 people in there. And they all knew me and loved me and I guess and trusted me. But you know, I believe they saw is freedom from Monday to Friday. I believe when they heard that story that they seen, they knew I was jacked up. Those elders and all of that, you don't come in, man, you know, you think you know everything and you're the smartest cracker in the box and they don't pick up on it, man. But you know, they had love in that church, right? Like we got here. We love one another. We genuinely love one another. It's not a put on, not a front. Now, I get on your nerves, but you can't help it to love me. Right? As long as I walk in the right spirit, you can't help it. You're like, I'd like to slice him, but I love him to the bone. These people buys for me, they don't like me at all. There's just something about me. I was thinking about that today, and I thought that's the nature of God. That's love. They feel good talking to people that are walking in love, even though you don't even have to bring the Bible up. Because you're walking in love, you carry in God. So God's everywhere you go, He's there. But I've had people, you know, they say, you know what? I use you because there was just something about you the initial first time that I met you giving me prices on door. There was something about you that I disliked. You were higher. But there was just, and I would be like, I know what's about me. Because I just feel normal, right? I just feel like Scotty. I just feel like I'm going to work. I just feel like I'm going to give it, but there's something on you. And surrounding you, love, it's a supernatural. And it attracts people to us. That's why we want to walk in love all the time, because we want people attracted to us in a good way. We want them attracted to this church. We want them to want to hurry for church service to be here like Mac. Although I'm sure he would like for me to hurry up with this sermon, because he's done laid his snacked all around where he's going to sit down, and he's going to mow them down. But right now he's not even been concerned of that because he's caught up in what's preaching.
That's right.
He ain't even thought about that. I brought it up, now he's hungry again. I love you anyways, but I'm going to help you. Praise God, hallelujah. And I know it, praise the Lord. Well, that changed me. And I thought, man, this love right here is powerful. And so I went on, you know, but and how many knows love is in you? This lady come up one time and she said, pray for me that I walk deeper in love. I said, it won't work. I said, I can't do it. I said, I can. I said, but it's in you. I said, love is in you. I said, now, I said, you're going to have to love your husband, right? You're going to have to love your kids, right? You're going to have to quit being quick-tempered. You know, start working on, you got to work this love. You got to work it. The Lord, I was racist in my heart, especially against Hispanics. I thought all of them wanted my wife. You know, they want them white girls, you know. And so I went around, I mean, I literally went in the grocery store, you know, and I took one of the bumper jacks, the old style bumper jacks, got the little hook, you know, goes in there, and I jumped out of my truck and I run in the grocery store down there, and they running down the aisle, and I took off down the aisle, you know. Well, the manager stopped me and I said, get out of my way, I'm going to kill him, and then I'll get out of here. This is my county. These are our women. That's a true story. I mean, that's a true story, you know. See, you know, fear puts you out of control. And I believe God even intervened then, or I would be in prison. I believe I would have honestly killed somebody sooner or later. I just, you know, because of that rage. Well, I get born and all that happens in revival and we still ain't been delivered from the laundromat. And you know who goes to the laundromat? Mexicans. Hispanics, whatever you want to call them. And so I go down there and Teresa's always on needles and pins. She didn't look no way that I knew of. She didn't look no way. When we go there, she's straight in, set her down, you know, because things ain't going to be good if you look around, you know. I had me in prison and I had her in prison. And I make it funny now, but it really was not funny. It caused us a lot of stuff. We had a rough 7-year marriage before we got born again. Terrible. I could write a book on it, and most people, you know, most people in my family, they thought there ain't no way they gonna make it. There ain't no way they're gonna stay together. There's no way, you know. But God, and now we're 40 years, and I wouldn't change a thing. Other than Teresa, I'd change her a little bit more. No, I'm just being funny now. I'm a satisfied man, praise the Lord. And so anyways, we go to the laundromat, and this Hispanic guy, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm thinking, man, I can't think of those thoughts no more. You know, I'm a Christian. I didn't even know 1 Corinthians 13, that love thinks no evil. I didn't even know it. But love was there. I didn't have to know it because it was telling me. Love was telling me it don't think evil because I'm thinking kill them. Run them out of the laundromat, you know. But anyways, then one of them, he says, hey, amigo. I looked and I thought, surely he's not talking to me. He said, hey, amigo. I looked over and he's talking to me. And I said, yeah. Like, I'm trying to be a Christian now. and so he said, hey, amigo, my car's broke down, man. Can you take me home? And I'm like, oh, my God, he's going to get in my vehicle, you know. And so I thought, well, a Christian would do that, man. I mean, they would, I'm a Christian. How many knows that's the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
He ain't got to quote scriptures, do you? Because the right thing is in you. Love is in you. Hallelujah. And love was taking me and going to deliver me from the laundromat. I just had to pass some tests. Right? I just had to operate in the love. I had to choose. I had to choose. You got to choose. You got to choose not to be upset with those that talk about you. Right? You got to choose. You are a Christian. When you choose, then you're taking authority over principalities and powers. So I told him, I said, yeah, man, where you live? Bowley's trailer, blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, I knew where it was at. I said, sure, man, come on. I told Teresa, I said, I'll be back. You know, I'm going to take this dude home. No, she's shocked. I'm shocked. I'm thinking, what are you doing? And I thought, well, I'll kill him on the way down there. Had those thoughts, you know, I got him now. I have him in my truck. And so I thought, nah, man, you can't do that. Can't do that. And so then we get outside and he says, hey, amigo, can I get my beer out of my truck and take it? I thought, oh, no, not beer in my truck. Man, I've quit drinking. Now you want to put beer in my truck, you know. And I thought, man, a Christian would probably do it. I think he would anyways. It ain't going to hurt nothing. So I said, sure, man. Well, I go to get him home, and I get back, and while I'm gone, the Lord speaks to Teresa, the Holy Spirit, and he said, works worthy of repentance. We didn't know it was in the Bible. She gets in there, and she said, I think I heard the Lord. Works worthy of repentance. So we go and look, and it's in the Bible. And what the Lord was saying, see, that's works that you were doing because of the repentance that you said down in that living room, this is the works that are worthy of repentance. You know, and from that time on, you know, I thought, you know what, praise God, I'm going to walk in love. And then Bradley would preach on love. God will bring it to you. I believe we need it. I believe we need it tonight. Some of you facing adversaries. Some of you facing troublemakers. You told us none. You prayed for them. That's what love does. We pray for those that persecute us, and those that speak against us. And because most of the time, see, but realize this, you know, that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. It might be people bringing the trouble. It might be people trying to stir the pot. But see, the real adversary is behind the scenes, giving people thoughts and causing them, you know, or whatever, you know. But see, when we respond the right way and we pray for them and we love our enemies. I mean, when I read that in the Bible and I shut that Bible. I thought, love your enemy. Hey, people I wanted to kill, man. You know, and everything. And I thought, I didn't sign up for that. I don't like that at all. Love my enemy. How? This Bible can't be real. Well, where am I at? I'm in my own understanding at that point. I'm down there, and I'm in my own understanding. And the Bible plainly tells us in Proverbs chapter 3, trust in the Lord with all our heart. If we can do that, lean not. Do you have the ability, if you do that, to not lean to your own understanding? And then you are acknowledging God, and the Bible says that He will direct us. The Word is true. And so anyways, you know, we got to realize when people are doing it, see, it feels real, it is happening. That is a fact. It does happen. But what is more real, when the love of God is activated and motivated in our life, then the power of God begins to overcome and take over the darkness that is coming against you. However it's coming. But when it's happening, it feels like you're the only one. I'm the only one. Why are they picking on me? Blah, 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 you know. And I used to do it like this. Nobody knows the troubles I have. Singing that old song, thinking old thoughts. Why me? I mean, don't think it's strange whenever church time starts. I mean, Satan used to work on me like this. I'd get a little upset on Monday, and I would have this thought, I'm not going to church Wednesday. And so one day I thought, what has that got to do with Wednesday? This is Monday. He was trying to go ahead and get me self-centered and self-seeking so that I wouldn't go to the midweek service. Look what you would be missing if you stayed at home tonight. This is life-changing, God's love, God's Word. And you know, I mean, you can read it on Facebook and say, yeah, God's love, God's love. But when he sets a service up like this and He speaks the same thing you heard on Facebook, bam! Something happens on the inside of you. Why? Because it's God's time, God's place. He set the table in the presence of every one of y'all are victorious. You might be going through rough waters right now. You might be going through emotional distress right now. You know, but these things are temporary. And the quicker that we respond in the love of God, the quicker that these temporary things, they're subject to change. Temporary means your circumstances are subject to change any moment. Because we serve in the God of breakthroughs. I started out first of the year believing God to increase my business again. And you know what? I mean, I'm getting calls here and there, big jobs, all that, all the time, hallelujah. And I always tell God, God, I don't want the doors that somebody else is supposed to get. What's that? That's love. That's not thinking about just me and I want every door. Even in that arena, I have opportunities to walk in the love. I do, and you know what? Love won't talk down on nobody. Love covers. But the Lord told me one time, way back yonder, 25 years ago, concerning garage doors. Because one of my partner, you know, we didn't know no better. But, you know, we would down other people's product when we're giving price, you know. Well, I believe ours is better and blah, 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 blah. You know, what is that? Self-centered. self-seeking. And the Lord told me one time, He said, never. He said, never down another garage door's product. He said, if you think it is junk, keep it in when you're talking to people. And I thought, man, that's going to cost us jobs there. Because I was convincing them we had the best stuff, you know, and all of that stuff, you know. I mean, it just took away my planning. It took away the plan that I had to build the business. I thought. And so I told my brother, I said, let's don't talk down when we're giving prices. Let's don't talk down on other. I said, the Lord said for us not to talk down on other people's products, you know. And so I don't do it today. Now, if they ask me if this product right here is, you know, compare it to mine, I tell them. There's nothing wrong with that. Because you're not trying to convince. You're laying it out there. See, love will do it that way. Right? We're not in competition. God said, see, you're in competition. He said, you're in competition because you're trying to prove something. He said, but when you're trusting me, see, love never fails. He said, but when you're trusting me, he said, you're trusting love. He said, then you don't have to be in competition with anybody. That's freedom. That brought me freedom, you know. Now I choose a very good product, which is smart. Even though I have to pay a higher price and I'm higher than other folk, but I want a name, a good name. See, you want a good name. I'm not talking about you being in business. You want a good name, which is rather to be chosen than fine gold and silver. I want a good name that these people say, I mean, they tell me a lot. They brag on Travis. Boy, he is a gentleman. He's no, sir. He's just his attitude, you know, on the job and all that. And I have to go back and attribute that to God. I have to tie that to God. I didn't teach him to fight. I taught him to yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, sir. No, ma'am. You know, and at that time, I wasn't thinking he's going to radiate God. I was just thinking, we need this back, in, you know, in my family where we got respect. We respect people. How many knows you earn respect? You don't deserve respect. We earn it. I've earned what respect I have out of you. I have. I've earned it. I didn't demand it. Y'all are going to respect me. I'm a man of God. See, that would be evil thinking. But if I present myself in love and walk in love and I become love, well then I'm lovable. That makes us all lovable. That's why all y'all are lovable. Except sometimes when you're quick-tempered with your husband.
Are you serious?
Or I'm quick-tempered. How many knows love is not quick to get mad? You know, we ought to be able to go 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, seven, forget that week if we need delivered. I'm a killer, according to some of them, COVID lovers. But I never once got mad at them. I did not. I just thought they're ignorant. You know, see, love won't, when somebody starts talking to me, I hear stuff about some of y'all. Who is it? It don't matter. Don't be nosy. That's not my point. I don't receive, love won't receive an accusation, you know, whether it's right or wrong. It's just like, well, that's not my business. None of my business. See, love will teach you to mind our own business. And then we stay strong spiritually. All of this is to keep us strong. Strong in our faith. Bible says that faith works by love. Well, if I walk around half mad at half of y'all all the time because of something I don't like about y'all, guess my faith is going to work right? It won't. The Bible says faith. And what am I doing with my faith? I'm keeping myself healed. I'm getting my healing. I'm believing for my finances. I'm believing my family will get straightened out. I'm believing for breakthroughs for my church. I'm believing for breakthroughs in the city and all of that. I don't got time to walk outside of the love of God. And just like, you know, fasting. I used to think, man, why do I have to fast when nobody does what they do? Not here, y'all, not here. Well, y'all are about the third or fourth or fifth bunch I done been through. This church has been full, empty, full, halfway, back, down. I mean, I've had them fighting in here nearly. I've had to separate families. Y'all, you sit on this side and this side back there in the Corinthian days. I mean, really. And I had to walk in love the whole time, Johnny. I had to not get mad at them and not go out of church, and I had to work on it. But I was in a stage where I would do that. You know, because if you got to do that, you're letting something bother you. See, love keeps no account of the wrong done to it, 1 Corinthians 13. Don't keep no account. You don't show up for church on Wednesday night, I'm not going to be mad at you till Sunday. And you come again. How dumb would that be? Right? I'm not going to let love will cause you not to lose any sleep over wrong done to you. And I know firsthand, I wanted to backslide one time to call somebody, and I went to God. If you're going to serve God, just be honest with God. Be open with Him. Be honest with Him. So I went to God and I said, God, I said, I need to backslide for just a little bit. I said, because I'm going to teach him a lesson that I'm still alive, and then they won't never do that to anybody again. You know, I thought, because they hurt my family. It took my vacation money. It took money that I saved up. And I'm having to make payments on the stuff. See, you know, that's why I say count it all joy when you fall in these diverse, different temptations, even though if it's somebody causes it. You know, that your adversary wants you to backslide on account of it. He wants you out of faith. He wants you upset. He wants you unforgiving. He wants you up in everybody's... I've got an opinion about everything, but I cast it down. I cast those thoughts down. Casting down those imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against God's knowledge. Bringing every thought into captivity unto the obedience of love. See, love won't talk about people. I feel uncomfortable when somebody starts talking to me about somebody that they don't like, their opinion, or blah, 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 blah. You know? I'm kind of like, Johnny, that's your cue? That's your avenue out there. Why? Because you're not going to get filled with that. You're not going to, you know, because... if you ever experience freedom in that, some people's never experienced. Lord told me one time, He said, some people feed off of stirring trouble up. He said, they don't really feel good unless they're doing it. He said, they don't realize it. He said, and if you're not careful, you will get drug into that same spirit. That same spirit. He said, but I told you in the Word, you know, why don't you get the beam out of your eye, then you can see how to get the little mote out of your brother's eye. He made that very clear to me. He said, but if you'll mind your own business, you won't have a speck in your eye. This preacher done me wrong one time. Y'all know the story I've told you. You know, told the congregation, let's take up an offer for Brother Scotty, let's bless him, blah, blah, blah. And I'd learned at that time, you know, that an offering is an offering. Although I'm going to get the money, I got that out of my mind. I thought, this is an offering. And this is an offering to the Lord, you know. And so when the plate come by, I put $20 in the offering. I'm giving God an offering. I wasn't thinking about, I'm going to get it back anyway. I give God an offering. Well, when I got the envelope and started home, guess how much was in the offering? $20. And I thought, hey, I gave $20. Where's the rest of my offering? She said, let's bless Brother Scotty. There wasn't no cell phones and all that back then. You know, so I thought, when I get home, black God, I'm calling her. She don't even do God's people like that. I wasn't even thinking about the money. But I'd done read the scripture where it says, work with your own hands so that you have to give to them in need. You know? And so I'm mad. I'm upset. I'm thinking about it all the way home. I'm thinking about what I'm going to say. I'm thinking about it, you know, I can't wait. I got excited to call. Because I'm going to let her have it. You know? And before God arrested me, he said, don't call. I thought, oh, man. Well, God, get her. I need to get her. I need to get... See, that's the old man there needing to feel that you need to get revenge somehow on somebody done you wrong. You know, you got to kill that. God's already did it in the spirit realm. Whom the Son set free, didn't he done set us free, is free, right? I'm already free from it, but now I can walk in it, walk outside of love, outside of the Spirit of God, the walk in the Spirit. If you walk in love, you're walking in the Spirit. I never called the lady. She called me up to go preach, and I went and preached. I went on and preached, and I let it go, praise God. I felt like God was telling me, let it go, just let it go. Well, see, it was eating me up. You know, it can even be church things. It can be Mac. It can be Monty. It can be Damien. Can't even get him to do a lead song. Right? Travis. It can be Doris. It can be John. Come on, somebody. It can be anything. Anything that Satan thinks he can use as a tool on you through especially your brethren. Especially Christians. You know? And so, love treats others the way, and I got that out of the scripture, do unto others as you would have them do to you. I heard a guy quoted that one time. And the guy said, nah, he said, this is a doggy-dog world. He said, you do to them before they do to you. And he was a Christian. I said, that's contrary to Scripture. I said, the Bible says treat them like you would want to be treated. See, that don't make no sense, does it? In the natural, you know. But when we comply to that, we're complying to love. You know, it says prefer others before ourselves, right? Put others, you know, have a mindset of others, you know, before us. How many knows there's power in that? I mean, there's anointing in that. There's, when you read the Word of God then, I mean, faith comes by hearing and hearing by God's Word, right? When you're walking in the love of God, the Bible says that faith works through your love, energized by love. And one of the translations says that faith is working through the love that you're walking in. Hallelujah. That's why the enemy wants you gossiping about people. I come up here at times when things would bother me, people wouldn't come to church regular, and I'm preaching on going to church and getting faithful in church. We started home one night, and after Teresa suffered it for about 3 months, and she said, I'm sick of hearing that. I said, what? Go to church. She said, we're faithful. You're not even preaching to the ones that are not here. He said, you're preaching to us. We're faithful. Well, how many knows, even in correcting me, that was love talking. That was love telling me, don't do everybody like that. And so I had to get down and I'd say, God, help me here. He said, you got to do it. I done it for you. He said, you're letting it bother you. He said, it's not bothering me like it's bothering you. I'm used to it. It ain't bothering him. It's choice. He's pro-choice. He said, I set before you life and death, blessed. Choose. Choose life. He didn't say I'm forcing it on you. He said, And for me, I have to make choices not to get up into y'all's business. I just heard a good one on Johnny today. I really did. I heard something all the way back from school, Johnny. Oh, that was a long time, baby. How, 20 years? 28 years ago, and I still heard it on the sidewalks of Bluntsville. Went to blah, 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 Johnny, blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, and I know this person don't go to church. You know, I said, well, no, Johnny's a good guy. I said, Johnny might have used to been a bad one. I said, he might have been a bad apple. I said, but he's serving God now. I said, he's serving. So what am I doing? I'm slicing him. Love covers. I could have said, what'd he do? What'd he do? He's a member of my church. Come on, let me know. Come on, tell me all about him. I need to know more about him so I can really know if he ought to be starting service off. If I knew a little deeper about him, I might not let him take up tithes and offerings. I don't even know if he tithes or not. I don't even check it. I don't base nothing on none of that. So I just sliced him. He said, well, I'm going to have to get out of there. I said, I'll figure that. See, love cuts the devil off. That guy didn't have to preach to that guy or nothing. All I had to do is start bragging on you a little. That's all I did. And the Bible, and Johnny, he's earned it. The Bible says, let another man's mouth praise you and not your own. That's what I'm talking about. I've seen Johnny walk in love. He's put up with me. If you can endure me, you are getting deeper and deeper in the love of God. Right? Yes, amen, she said. Well, see, she gets to live with me where you don't. You know, so me, see, she has bigger opportunities to walk in love than just church. But see, if you can walk in love at work and in your home, you know, and you can do it anywhere. That's right. When the Lord told me through the Word of God, He said, love your wife as Christ so loved the church. I thought, man, there's no way I can do it. She will take advantage of me. I mean, you've laid your life down for the church. I mean, my thinking is, but see, God wasn't talking about her. God was talking to me about me. I mean, you know, in that manner, I'm just supposed to obey the Lord, right? Well, see, what happened when I started doing that, the first time that I did it, there was only one brownie left, and I'm going to work, and I was going to carry it for my snack. And I opened the cabinet, and there was only one brownie. She's still in the bed. I thought, well, she's going to lay here all day, man. She can, you know, I mean, I was coming up with all these reasons why I need to carry that brownie with me, man. But I was thinking, love my wife, man. Loving my wife, I would give her the brownie before I take it. So I shut the cabinet, and I left that brownie in that cabinet. You know, just the other day, she cooked some spaghetti, I think. Whatever she cooked. And I like spaghetti. I've never liked spaghetti, but I'm telling you, I like spaghetti pretty good. Anyhow, she only had two of the, what you call that bread?
Garlic.
Look at him. He is on it. Oh, Mac, he knows that food right now. He's ready. Fixing to let you go, Mac. Fixing to turn you loose, Mac. Ain't no need knocking on Mac's door right now. He's locking it all. Ain't nobody getting in here. Give me about 45 minutes and then you can come in. Well, anyhow, she cooked it, and she normally asks me how many you want, and I say, oh, probably two. And she cooks her one, you know, but she only had two. And so she brings my plate in there, and she gives me my plate, you know, and had the two garlics. And I noticed she had loaf bread, I thought, well, I guess she didn't want none, you know. You didn't have bread, that's right. And so I thought, well, guess she don't have none, didn't want none. Well, a day or two went by, and we were talking about love, you know, and she said, told me about it the other night, you know. She said, remember, you had two, and I didn't have none, and I said, yeah. And she said, I preferred you. Well, Now, she was only telling me that. She probably wouldn't even told me that, but it was just in light of what we were talking about. You know, when we were talking about love and different things, you know. Well, see, that's what love will do. But you know what? There's spiritual aspects when that person does that stuff that they get from the Lord. They get strength. You might not even realize it. Hallelujah. But whatever you do, don't receive accusations about people. Especially don't be putting them out. Let's have opinions about people out here. Sinners going to sin. Backslider, they're going to sin. Right? People in the wrong spirit, they're going to make mistakes, right? A lot of things, you know, but let's keep our opinions to ourselves, just for ourselves, so that we stay in the love of God and we walk in the love of God, and then we don't feel ourselves drained and depleted. If you're grieving the Holy Spirit, it's going to affect you. You'll just feel not good, not energized, not up. Because, give me the Galatians 5, and this is it. I'm going to show you why. I didn't put none of my scriptures up, hardly. Galatians 5:22. Yeah. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. Okay, now what this means here, if you study it, it says, this is the manifestation that's in you that's coming out of you. That's what it means. But the proof of the Spirit, or the evidence of the Spirit in you, you'll walk, you'll have love. You'll have joy. You will have peace. You will be long-suffering. You will be gentle. You will have goodness. And you will walk in faith. Because these right here are in us. They're already in us. It's in you not to be quick-tempered. It's in you not to be short with people and arrogant with people and prideful with people, you know. I mean, don't let somebody start telling you a testimony or a story or something in their life, and then you've got to hurry up and tell what your experience is on top of that. See, once you're walking in the love of God, they can tell all they want to, and you can think a million things you want to come back and say, but you can keep it to yourself. Love will put you in control. Love will put you in control. And the Bible says a wise man has a lot of words. Few. So are we going to be wise? A wise man has few words. I used to talk about church members. Yeah, I did. I get upset. Teresa, I don't want to hear it. We're not gossiping in this house. I think I told Samantha the other day, I said, just put your hand up and say, speak to the hand, the ear's not listening. Well, you know, I used to do that. I'd put it up at people, hey, whoo, hold it. Speak to this hand because I ain't hearing it. It makes people mad when you do that, you know. But, at that time, I'm like, I'm not getting wrapped up in all that. I'm not getting wrapped up in everybody else's life. If I take care of my life, I'm doing a real good job. If I keep myself walking in the love of God, I'm doing a real good job. You know, if I mind my own business, then my mind's on me, and then I'm on God, and then I'm going to walk in the faith and power of God. So I want to encourage you. You know, God is speaking this to us. You know, to walk in love. Don't be talking about your teachers, and don't be talking about your men. Every time Aubrey and them brings up something somebody done in school to them, well, you know, just we try to get them where they're not thinking. Don't start thinking evil patterns against their little mates in school. Kids are kids, and some of them little heathens are raised outside of God. They'll call you stupid and everything. That's what Aiden said when he called me an idiot. And Teresa comes back and says, well, you're not an idiot. Your grandma's a little boo bear and you're very smart. Why? What are you teaching him not to pay attention to those thoughts? But don't teach him to go do something. Don't give him those kind of thoughts, you know. Get revenge. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he'll be okay, right? So I want to encourage you. Walk in the love of God. Hallelujah. And I know you will. Let's bow our heads. Father, we pray.